Now, it appears to have found active volcanoes on Venus. Now, despite Venus being very similar to the Earth in size and general composition, its crust appears to be very different. Earth has got a crust made up of moving plates, which collide, form mountains, and have volcanoes around the edges. Venus has definitely had some form of volcanism in the past, but there's no plates. And they know this because there's far too few impact craters on the surface, and so something must have got rid of them.
So it's basically recreating or resurfacing itself too quickly.
There appears to be some resurfacing events, but up till now there's been no evidence of volcanism happening at the moment, so they have no idea whether that resurfacing is immediate, happening all over the place at once, or it's been happening slowly over a long period. But finding this out is very difficult because it's got incredibly thick atmosphere, far, far thicker than Earth. It's full of sulfuric acid. It's almost opaque in all frequencies. But Suzanne Smirka and colleagues have been studying Venus using an instrument on the ESA Venus Express mission, which can look through narrow infrared transmission windows in Venus's atmosphere. They've particularly been studying structures that look like the hot spots on Earth. These are places like Hawaii, which are associated with an upwelling in the mantle, so you've got hot mantle rocks moving upwards. They haven't seen flowing lava, but they have seen rocks which are very good at emitting infrared, possibly rocks like basalt on Earth. On many planets, this wouldn't tell you very much, because if basalt could have been erupted millions of years ago, and you wouldn't be able to tell. But because Venus's atmosphere is so reactive, what happens is this basalt tends to form minerals like calcite and quartz, which are much worse at emitting infrared. So they don't know exactly how long this would take, but the experiments they've done in the lab indicate it's a region of a few years. And so it looks like Venus might be the first rocky planet other than Earth found with active volcanism going on at the moment.
And so is the reason that it is completely smooth and craterless because it's resurfacing itself, because it's so volcanically active, it's just spewing lava out all the time, which is covering the surface? Is that the point you're making?
They definitely think there have been events which have done that at some point in the past. They don't know whether they're still going on or whether they all finished millions of years ago, whether they're ever going to happen again. And it's really important to understand this sort of thing because Venus is in many ways the Earth's twin, although it's very different to the Earth. And if they can understand why it's different, you'll understand the Earth a lot better.
I was talking to a geologist, James Jackson, at Cambridge University about Venus just the other day, actually, and he was saying that one of the reasons why Venus doesn't have plate tectonics, like the Earth does, with plates moving around on the surface, is because it's so hot, 450 degrees C on the sunny side of Venus, that this means that there's no water as liquid. And everyone has come to realise, by studying this on Earth, that you need liquid water as the sort of lubricant to enable plate tectonics to work, and it just can't happen on Venus, and therefore it doesn't have Venus quakes, but it can nonetheless have volcanoes, which is fascinating.